our extended family recently learned a few things. Did you know appendectomies are the most common surgeries during pregnancy? If you catch it early, not a big problem, but that stomach pain may not be gas. Diabetics are 30% more likely to have painful frozen shoulder. This may be high sugar levels causing inflammation and scar tissue. And that lingering cough and fever may not be COVID, but it could be something really serious. A young relative recently tested negative for COVID, but his high fever and nasty cough would not go away. He went to a Minute Clinic. They sent him home with something to lower the fever, but it spiked again. Now he felt really lousy. A family friend urged him to get a lung scan and a blood test. Maybe he had pneumonia. Well, he finally went to the ER, where they did just that. A scan found his lungs were full. The blood test showed Legionella pneumonia, Legionnaire's disease, which is a bacteria carried in water systems like saunas and air conditioning, and it can be fatal. He's now fine. But are others maybe forgetting COVID isn't the only serious health risk? Dr. Venkatesh Belamkonda is an emergency doctor at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. Dr. Belamkonda, Venk, this is a theory we had. Are you seeing this as well?
Absolutely. People with infections are delaying coming in once they have a home COVID test that is negative. They tend to overlook the fact that there are things other than COVID. So once that test comes negative, there's a false sense of reassurance that comes with it sometimes.
Well, how do you know? I mean, this was a healthy young adult. And yeah. How do you know what you're looking for? Ultimately, this young relative needed a blood test and a lung scan. He went to a Minute Clinic that didn't even think of that. How do you advocate for yourself?
It's an excellent question. And unfortunately, there's not a simple rubric. But when you are extremely unconcerned about your symptoms, it's very easy to know that you don't need care. When you are extremely concerned about your symptoms, it's very easy to know that you do need care. And whether that's your family doctor or an emergency department also gets easy at the extremes. In between, it gets difficult. I would say even as physicians, it's very hard for us to know. As you explained, and I'm so sorry about your loved one's Legionnaire's disease. That's a very unusual condition. But that is something that generally would not fall into an urgent care or quick access sites protocols. They're going to take care of more things that are straightforward, orthopedic injuries, sports injuries. And so he did the exact right thing, that if he's still not feeling well and he has this nagging concern in his mind that things aren't right, then he should get more advanced care.
Just the fact that he was having trouble breathing, it is a form of pneumonia. Should they be thinking about a lung scan to see if your lungs are filling, or a blood test to see what kind of bacteria you might have? Is that something you should demand? How does that work?
People can feel short of breath for a variety of things that aren't infections. Congestive heart failure, for example, irregular heartbeats, lung infections or lung problems like asthma. And so I don't know that I would advocate everyone demand a particular test. But I think if you have a concern, do I have Legionnaire's disease or do I have a pneumonia? Voicing that concern right up front is really important. You will get a discussion about whether or not that concern really applies to your situation or not and why. And you can always ask, how confident are you in that? Because every decision that we make, it's rare that we are 100% certain. I mean, sometimes we get a test that tells us an outcome. For example, the Legionnaire antigen would be something that would be very certain. But most of the time, if we're saying that this is an infection, we think it will pass, you're doing the right things, drink fluid and get some rest. I think it's a really fair question to ask, how confident are you? And what would change your mind that I should watch out for and seek further attention?
Huh, that's great advice. Can you talk more broadly about, okay, if it's not COVID, what are some other things that people should just keep in the back of their minds that are as serious?
You know, stroke, for example, and heart attacks, two symptoms that I think are really difficult to tease out. Vomiting and shortness of breath.
Okay.
Shortness of breath, everything from lung diseases like asthma or emphysema to environmental factors like smoke or carbon monoxide, and then infections, as we've talked about, like pneumonia, bacterial or viral pneumonia, and there are even other types, to be honest, too. Influenza, RSV, and then heart problems like congestive heart failure, et cetera, all can present with shortness of breath. And when you talk about vomiting in a child, maybe something that they just picked up at school, or it could be a food-related thing, but it could also be a sign of diabetes or an intestinal problem even. And as we get older, the list of potential causes even increases beyond that to obstructions or liver problems, pancreas problems. And so those present real challenges. But I think advocating for your symptoms, especially when there are these very difficult symptoms like vomiting or shortness of breath, is not wasted. If you have a concern, your internal compass is probably telling you something. People are waiting longer, getting more ill, or overlooking symptoms. And all of that is compounding and showing up on this kind of front line of healthcare, which is at the family doctor's office, urgent cares, and emergency departments.
Don't let yourself sit home and feel really, really sick.
Right.
Yeah. Dr. Venkatesh Belamkonda, an emergency physician with the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. Venk, Dr. Belamkonda, thank you so much.
Truly my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Robin.